Congress was faced with a long to-do list upon their return to Washington this week. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the expectations he has for Congress on the agriculture-related issues.
They have a very heavy agenda to try to accomplish in their short time that they will be in session during September. Those items include passing a debt limit increase for the federal government, also passing appropriations or funding bills for the new fiscal year, which begins October 1. And if they're unable to pass those individual funding bills by that point, they will have to pass a short-term continuing resolution to keep the government operating until the full year funding bills can be approved later this year. In addition, we expect them to try to complete work on a budget for fiscal year 18, which would be the pathway then for them to move forward with trying to undertake comprehensive tax reform legislation. We don't expect them to be able to get the final agricultural funding bill approved by the end of September. So again, we expect to be operating under a short-term continuing resolution until sometime later this year. But we will be working to make sure that cotton's priorities are funded in that legislation, including looking for ways to try to make sure we can keep in that legislation the cottonseed provision that's currently in the Senate version, which would provide a cottonseed policy support for producers beginning with crop year 2018. At the same time, on the issue of economic assistance, we're working with the new administration to try to get some administrative relief as well in the form of the cotton ginning cost share program. And we're continuing to make that push, and we'll be working with members of Congress to try to keep that request in front of the administration, both USDA and the White House, so that we can hopefully be successful in getting that economic relief to cotton producers as quickly as possible.